This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Jamie Presley's home has been burglarized. The actress featured on the TV show Mom is the latest celebrity victim in a string of burglaries throughout LA. The theft comes just after Kendall Jenner was a victim in the Hollywood Hills, discovering $200,000 worth of jewelry gone. The homes of Alanis Morissette, Cesar Millan, and Nicki Minaj have all been hit too. So far, though, there hasn't been any evidence these events are linked, aside from being part of a citywide crime wave. Hey, wait a minute. Where are my Spice Girls bobbleheads? Katy Perry was honored at the Human Rights Campaign Gala here in LA, where she revealed she explored her sexuality as a teenager, but had trouble reconciling that with also being a nice gospel singing girl raised in youth groups. Her perspective on sexuality shifted, though, after she made the leap from gospel music to the mainstream. Katy said, quote, "These people were nothing like I'd been taught to fear. They were the most free, strong, kind, and inclusive people I have ever met." Unquote. Ah, I kissed a girl. Got it. Demi Lovato celebrated being sober for 5 years by driving around town and hand-delivering some donations to multiple charities, including animal, LGBT, and adoption rights. She then finished by dressing up in white to attend the premiere of her new animated film, Smurfs: The Lost Village. The film opens in theaters April 7th. Hey, that means more Smurf teenies for me that night. Robert Downey Jr. will star in the movie The Voyage of Dr. Doolittle, based on the classic character who can talk to animals. British author Hugh Lofting created the Dr. Doolittle character in the 1920 series of children's books, in which a Victorian-era physician decides to treat animals instead of humans because he's able to speak with them. Huh, a guy who talks to animals. There's meds for that, right? Taylor Swift is not willing to take off her clothes to star in a movie. No. According to some published reports, Swift wants to be a movie star, and she'll even take off her clothes to make it happen. A so-called Swift pal told OK Magazine, quote, "She's tired of her good girl reputation, and she's looking for a character to play that will showcase her racy side," unquote. Well, sources tell us that's totally false. Damn! And we were getting so excited. Chris Hardwick's career is blowing up big. He's launching a new production company, Fish Ladder, to develop programming for AMC's group of networks, AMC, IFC, Sundance, and BBC America. Hardwick's The Walking Dead after show, Talking Dead, will become a year-round talk show as well. Hardwick also hosts and executive produces Comedy Central's At Midnight and NBC's The Wall, and is founder and CEO of Nerdist Industries. Chris, when do you sleep? Selena Gomez knows there's a price for fame, but some days she wishes she could go back to being an unknown girl from Texas. She says it's been difficult stepping back into the spotlight since returning from 90 days in rehab last fall. We hear her current boyfriend, The Weeknd, rented out a theater last week so they could have a date night along with a bunch of their friends. So, things could be worse. After racking up record numbers in the U.S., Malaysian censors have allowed Beauty and the Beast to screen uncut, but have slapped a PG-13 rating on the film, in part because of its highly publicized gay moment. The decision follows days of international attention after the Malaysian government demanded that Disney cut material deemed inappropriate by official censors. But the studio refused to comply and withdrew the film, launching an appeal. The government censor board relented, and the film is being released in the country this week. Jennifer Lawrence and Darren Aronofsky appear to still be going strong as they were spotted out on a date in Manhattan. The lovebirds were seen kissing and hugging as they went to see Beauty and the Beast before dining at an Indian restaurant. A customer inside said, quote, "Jen and Darren are still together. Darren visited Jen in Budapest while she was filming Red Sparrow recently. They're very happy together right now," unquote. Ah, Beauty and the Beast and Indian curry. Now there's an aphrodisiac. After having too much to drink, rapper Drake likes to get on his phone and send messages. The revelation came this week when he released his More Life album. On the opening track, Free Smoke, Drake raps, "I drunk text J-Lo, old number so it bounced back." Supposedly, J-Lo provided vocals on another new track, Get It Together, but Drake has since swapped it out with British singer Georgia Smith's voice. That's because J-Lo is no longer with Drake. She's since moved on with former New York Yankees star Alex Rodriguez. In the meantime, all of Drake's exes better watch out. One Direction member, Liam Payne, recalled that the group once had the misfortune of staying in one of Donald Trump's hotels. Apparently, Trump's management phoned up to their room asking if the band would meet Trump's daughters. When told the group was asleep, Trump demanded they be woken up. When their manager declined, Trump had them thrown out of the hotel. Trump's people also didn't let the band exit the back way, making them leave through the main entrance, a security nightmare. Wow, nothing worse than a Trump scorn, spinners.
The Trash Bin.
It was the most hyped episode of reality TV in years, and it only scored an extra 100,000 viewers. The Keeping Up with the Kardashians episode dealing with Kim's Paris robbery aired last week. With the ratings for the once huge cable hit slowing way down, would the controversy give the show a shot in the arm? Well, it did, a little, but only drew 1.2 million viewers. Small potatoes for a show that once pulled in 4 million per week in 2009. Ah, might be time for a new sex tape, Kim.
The news wrap-up.
Nintendo will double the production of its Switch console due to high demand. Leaked docs show that the Samsung Galaxy S8 will be available in three colors, Black Sky, Orchid Gray, and Arctic Silver when it ships next month. Pakistan wants Facebook and Twitter to help identify Pakistani people suspected of blasphemy. They have both denied the request.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Beauty and the Beast continues at the top of the box office.
The number one album.
Drake's new album, More Life, enters the charts at number one.
The number one app.
Minecraft Pocket Edition is still number one.
The number one fiction book.
U.S. readers can't get enough of The Shack by William P. Young.
Calvin Harris is a Scottish record producer, DJ, singer, and songwriter who makes L.A. his home. His debut studio album, I Created Disco, was released back in 2007. Since then, he's released a number of hit singles and is worth more than $100 million. His past girlfriends include Taylor Swift and Rita Ora. Now, he's 100% single and just released his latest track, and we love it. Here's Calvin Harris featuring Frank Ocean and Migos with the song of the week, Slide.
Some spotlight on the slide. Whatever comes, comes too clear. Do you slide on all your nights like this? Do you try on all your nights like this? Put some spotlight.
With superstar DJ Calvin Harris featuring Frank Ocean and Migos with the song of the week, Slide. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LA Spins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.